Yeah, I feel delighted, really. Over the moon. It's took some time, but eventually I'm here, and it's something what I'm really looking forward to. Obviously, playing in the top division, the Premier League, probably the best league in the world, and obviously the Europa League as well. It's going to be a massive challenge for me, and something that I'm really looking forward to.
Just how long has this been in the pipeline, then? Because we've been hearing about it for weeks in the papers.
It's not too sure, to be honest. It's got to be a couple of months now. But that's between the. It's been between the clubs really trying to agree the fee. And me myself, I've just been trying to concentrate on getting as good pre-season as I can. Obviously, trying to be as fit as I can for wherever I end up in the season. But as soon as I knew Hull was interested, my heart was set on Hull. It's a massive club and something that I'm really looking forward to.
What's it like leaving Sheffield United after all this time?
Yeah, it's been hard. It's been very hard, to be honest. The club's a massive club. It shouldn't be in League One, but it has been. And I've been there probably over 10 years now and played 3 years in the first team. And it's something I've found really tough. Obviously, being a homegrown lad. And I'd like to obviously thank them so much for everything they've done and brought me through and developed my career really well. And it's just something that I feel like I'm at the right time. I've played 160 games for them. I feel the right time to move on and go and play at a higher level.
Did you say to Nigel Clough in the end, I want to make the move?
Yeah, I told Nigel that I want to go and play at a higher level. I want to. That's the bottom line of it. I just needed to feel like, having played all those games in League One, the past three seasons, nothing to do with money or anything, just something to go and challenge myself. I feel like I needed a new challenge at an higher level, and even in training, day in, day out, I needed to be testing myself more, and that's the bottom line of it, really.
So, what about this actual move then? You're coming into the Premier League. What about the step up for you? How's that going to be?
It's going to be tough. I know it's going to be tough. I wouldn't have made it if I didn't think I could cope with it. Obviously, I've played 160 games in League One. Moving a step up in any division, it's going to be tough. But you see, year after year, there's people move from League One, the Championship, bottom 10 of the Championship, and go and play in the Premiership, and they can do it, and they deal with it. Hopefully, I'm one of those.
Are you expecting to have to fight, though, for your first team shirt?
Yeah, definitely. I know for a fact I'm going to Hull City. It's not going to be easy to walk into the starting 11. I might have to be patient, but I'm willing to be patient, and when I get my chance, I want to take it.
You come into a club, of course, that you faced in the FA Cup final in the last season. How strange is that?
Yeah, very strange. Obviously, we did a lot of research on Hull before that game, and we knew what a great side there was. But unfortunately for me, I was on the wrong end of the result, but we put up a good performance that day. All the pressure was on Hull that day. We were the massive underdogs, and we knew that we started quick, and obviously at half time we got our noses in front, but their class shone through in the end, and ran out reserve winners with their second half performance, which was really strong.
Did you need any persuading at all to come here?
At the start, my mind was a bit floaty all over the place, but when I realised how big the club was, and obviously the gaffer who was in charge and played in my position, I'm going to learn lots from him, and doing the Premier League, the Europa Cup, it just all weighed up to be a perfect move for me. Obviously, living in Sheffield, it's not far from my home city, and so it just all adding up all the options, it didn't really take much persuasion, and it was just a great choice for me.
And being a Blade, have you met Steve Bruce before then? Did you meet him when he was manager?
No, I didn't meet him, no, unfortunately. But I'm sure I'll be meeting him in the next few years.
Sure. What are your expectations? What are your ambitions this season on the pitch?
On the pitch, I just want to play as much as possible. I want to be in the starting 11 if I can. Obviously, like I've said, like you've said, it's going to be tough to be in that starting 11 because it's a Premier League side. They're a good Premier League side, and they have some quality players all over the pitch. So for me to be in the starting 11 will be a massive achievement, and I want to carry that on.
And how much are you looking forward to playing in Europe?
Yeah, definitely. It's another massive challenge for me. Obviously, they've got to get qualifier on Thursday, something that I can't be involved in, which is unfortunate, really. But they, hopefully they get through in that, which I'm sure the lads what are going out there are capable of. And hopefully we can carry on the charge.